The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Dharma holder Michael Herzog.
So here we are, a full day of Sesshin, and sitting together on the eve of the eighth day of the 12th month, known as Rohatsu, a time in our Zen tradition where we acknowledge the enlightenment of Buddha, the historical Buddha, Gautama, Siddhartha, a man who sat under a fig tree and realized his true nature, his true self, awakened to this one reality, this one life. Now, whether there's any truth to the story or not is not really important at this time. What is important is that this story is playing itself out right here, right now, in this room, 1030 Pleasant Street in Worcester. We even have our own fig tree, which, who knows, might be a descendant of the one that Siddhartha sat under. And according to that story, as he was sitting there through the night, he was assailed by the armies of Mara. And where are the armies of Mara? Right here, in every doubt, vacillation, worry, anxiety, pain, struggle, every single thing that arises here that we believe is blocking us from seeing our true nature, every single thing that we believe prevents us from awakening. And as David Roshi said in his talk today, Siddhartha did not overcome the armies of Mara. He did not defeat them. He saw them for what they truly are. And how did he do that? He opened his heart. He opened it wide open and completely became, experienced, felt whatever was arising for him. Just as we too are here to enter into our lives completely with a full open heart. Whatever is here is our life. And according to the story, Mara had one more trick up his sleeve. He could see that Siddhartha had awakened. And he said to him, "By what right do you claim enlightenment? By what right do you claim to be a Buddha?" And Siddhartha simply stuck his hand out and touched the ground. This, right here, right now, everything, everything nothing hidden is it. As long as you have a single breath left in your nostril, as long as you have a single flicker, a flicker of consciousness, you are Buddha. It is your birthright. And at that moment, according to the story, he saw the morning star and said, "I alone am the honored one." Or as Dogen translated it to, "I and the world are enlightened." And what is your morning star? The flicker of a candle? The pain in your hips or your knees? The sound of the utensils in the kitchen? The taste of the food? For me, today, walking out in the cold, brisk afternoon, I saw a pine branch dislodged from its pine tree, sticking out from the icy snow, needles falling and blowing in the wind. A simple pine branch. This. Everything. What is your morning star? My encouragement is, do not go looking for it. You will never find it. Because it's here already. Soften. Open your heart. Open your heart to whatever arises. Let it come forth. It is your birthright as a Buddha. Thank you.